If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench, and it really is unbelievable watching. All rise. Aaron Judge continues to absolutely go off in this late August for the Yankees. It's unreal. Judge hit a two-run blast, and then to top off, he hit another one in the seventh inning as the Yankees pounded the Rockies in the boogie down on Sunday, 10-3. I have to keep talking about it because it's so unreal. Judge reached 50 in New York's 131st game. 2 years ago, when he hit 62 to break Maris's single season mark, he reached 50 in the Yankees' 129th game. So on Saturday, he didn't homer. But Judge reached the milestone when he hit an 0-2 change from Austin Gomber and cranked it into the Colorado bullpen in left center field to give the Yanks a 2-1 lead in the game. He joined Babe Ruth, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, and Alex Rodriguez as the only players with three 50 homer seasons. Ruth, McGwire, and Sosa had four 50 homer seasons, while A-Rod had two with Texas and another one for the Yankees in 2007. It was Judge's 18th homer in the first inning this season, tying A-Rod in 2001 for the single season record in an opening inning. Then he flew out in the second, he walked in the fifth, but then he got a fastball from rookie Jeff Criswell and cranked it into the seats in right near the bleacher creatures for his 51st on the season. You got to be kidding me. He got mobbed by teammates and he took a curtain call. His second homer happened in between solo shots from Juan Soto and Giancarlo Stanton. It marked the first time since September of 2020 against Toronto that the Yankees had back-to-back-to-back jacks. Gleyber De Torres scored on Judge's first homer and then lined a three-run drive in the eighth. He had a huge day. Judge homered for the seventh time in his last six games and for the 10th time in 13 games. He has 47 homers in his last 102 games. It really is spectacular. It was the captain's 39th career multi-homer game and his fifth this season. He missed a chance at a third long ball when he grounded out in the eighth inning. So Torres and Soto also had RBI singles in the second inning before Judge saw six straight curveballs and flew out with a couple of men on. Blackman forced a run in. He got one in the first when Chisholm committed two errors. And rookie Drew Romo had an RBI single, and Ryan McMahon hit an RBI double in the fifth. But the Stroman showman allowed three runs and five hits in five innings. He's 9-6 now. Gomber allowed four runs and six hits in six innings. Now you get to see what Judge is going to do in D.C. as the Yankees open up a set against the Nats. In Washington, Nasty Nestor, who's 7-10 with a 4 ERA, goes against the lefty Mitchell Parker, who's 7-7 with a 4.26 ERA. That's the opener of a three-game set in our nation's capital. Maybe he can put on a show for those folks like he does in New York every day. My favorite part of watching Judge hit home runs is when he rounds first base and he's headed to second, he's always, I mean, he's so big, he's so enormous, his size, and he just has this command of the stadium. He owns the place. And when he rounds first and heads toward second, he always, every single time, points out to the bleacher creatures. He always gives them that point and a little, what's up? Yo, I see you. And it's just really cool that he recognizes them. Every time he hits a home run, he does the same thing, and it's badass. By the way, the Yankees lead in the AL East over the Orioles is now 1.5 games. The Red Sox are 9 deep. The Guardians are on top of the Twins and Royals by 3 games each in the Central. And the Astros have a 4.5 game lead over Seattle in the West. In the National League, the Phillies have a 6 game edge over the Braves. The Brewers lead the Central by a commanding 10 games over the Cardinals, 10.5 over the Cubs. And in the West, the Dodgers lead is still 3 over the Diamondbacks. The Padres find themselves 4.5 back. As for the wild cards, in the American League, the Orioles have a 3-game cushion. The Twins and Royals are the second and third wild cards. They're tied. The Red Sox are 4.5 back. Seattle, 6.5 back. In the National League, it's the Diamondbacks, Padres, and Braves. The D-backs have a 4.5 game cushion. The Padres are up 3 on the Braves. And they're 1.5 back of the Diamondbacks. So the Mets find themselves 2.5 out from the Braves and the last wild card spot. The Cards and Giants are both 5 back, and the Cubs are 5.5 deep. The other game that stood out to me on Sunday was in San Diego when the amazing rookie Jackson Merrill, is he going to get rookie of the year the way he's been playing? I mean, this guy's second half has been sickening. He homered off Edwin Diaz with 1 out in the 9th to lift the Friars to a dramatic 3-2 win over the Mets and a split of that 4-game series between teams in playoff contention out at Petco. He drove a 2-0 slider from Diaz deep into the seats and right and absolutely went off. He slammed down his bat, pointed to the Padres dugout, slapped 5 with Profar, who hit a tying 2-run shot in the 8th in an unbelievable game. And then Merrill pointed to the Padres bullpen and pumped his right fist as he rounded second and was greeted by a wild celebration when he hit home plate. It was his 19th home run. The kid's 21 years old, and he's given Skeens of the Pirates a run for Rookie of the Year, as I mentioned. Profar said about him, he's that guy. He has it. Every time he steps up to the plate like that, everyone in the dugout called it. Merrill didn't want attention. He said, quote, same thing as every day we win. We won the game. That is what it felt like. Any thoughts on myself or anything, that's all for the team. He said, I'm trying to be more in the zone, swinging at better pitches, and him telling what was happening with the pitches that helped. He was talking about Cronenworth whispered something to him when he was going to the plate. It was Merrill's second walk-off homer. The Padres have 33 comeback wins and 8 walk-off wins. The Padres have had trouble with the Mets. It was their second win in 7 games against the Mets this season. So now the Mets head to Arizona for a 3-game series against the D-backs, who've surged into the top spot by winning 6 straight games. If you remember, San Diego eliminated the 101-win Mets in a 22 wild card playoff matchup en route to an appearance in the NL Championship Series. J.D. Martinez hit his 15th in the game for the Mets. Vientos hit his 21st as well. Quintana held San Diego to 4 hits and 6 1/3 scoreless innings. Martin Perez allowed 1 run and 4 hits in 3 2/3. Unfortunately, Blackburn, the Pirate, on the 15-day IL with a little bit of an injury. He bruised his right hand after getting hit by Peralta's line drive on Friday night. The Padres are starting up a 4-game series at Busch in St. Louis tonight. There's 12 games in baseball on Monday. It's Pharrell on the Bench.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.